Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding, and welcome to Ourofino Saúde Animal second quarter of 2018 results conference call. Today, we have Mr. Jubel Massari, CEO, and Mr. Kleber Gomes, CFO, and Investor Relations Officer. We'd like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. All participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer section when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press R0 to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ourofino.com. Then you will find the webcast 2Q18 banner. The slide presentation, which will be presented by the management today, is also available for downloading on the website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. And forward-looking statements do not ensure performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino. It could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Jubel Massari. Please, Mr. Jubel Massari, you have the floor.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your participation in this conference call, earnings release, in the second quarter of 2018. We are very pleased to deliver robust results in yet another quarter, with strong growth in our net revenue, improved gross margins, dilution of expenses, and the highest EBITDA and net margins of all time in the history of this company. Our net revenues grew for the fifth consecutive quarter. Our EBITDA in the second quarter of 2018 equaled that of the fourth quarter of 2017, the highest in our history, even considering the typical seasonality of the industry in the second half, and especially the fourth quarter, which are always the two most representative. Our EBITDA in the last 12 months is the highest in our 31 years of operations, 24 million reals. In the livestock segment, net revenue grew 21% in this quarter and totaled 129 million reals, reflecting higher sales coupled with price increases at the beginning of 2018. It should be noted that the commercial policies we established in the last 2 years have been maintained, ensuring sustainability of the indicators under discussion. Our commercial team was crucial for us to achieve those results. So, I'd like to publicly praise them for their work. Companion animals. This quarter, we achieved 34% growth in net revenue. This growth occurred both in volumes, reflecting our commercial strategies to generate demand with increases in the veterinary visit fees and in the price of our products. In addition, gradual improvements of the macroeconomic scenario have had a positive impact on this segment. In international operations, in line with the company's internationalization plans, our Mexico and Colombia operations grew 48% in revenue in the quarter and accounted for over 70% of revenue in this segment this year. We remain optimistic about the growth opportunities in these countries, since there are still products in the registration phase and the investment is in expanding our commercial teams tend to add more results. our improved net revenue, EBITDA, and net profit clearly show us that old management, the current management actions that were implemented are in fact adding value to the company. I'd like to stress that we have a great focus on improving productivity with operating excellence, cleaning our portfolio, generating demand with strategic planning for the next 5 years, amongst others, that will pave the way for next growth cycle. The achievements made in the last quarters, coupled with an expanding market with strong growth drivers, provide us with great encouragement to keep working hard in the pursuit of the goals we have set for our future. Thank you, everyone, for trusting our work. Let me now turn it over to our CFO and Investor Relations Officer, Kleber Domingues, who will present his comments on the results of this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. The company posted a net revenue of $162 million in the second quarter of 2018, representing 17% growth compared to the second quarter of 2017. The first half of 2018, net revenue was $253 million, 19% higher than the first half of 2017. The livestock segment had 129 million reals in net revenue in the second quarter of 2018, an increase of 21% compared to the second quarter of 2017. In the first half of 2018, net revenue was 194 million, growing 21%. These numbers were driven by volume increases in price gains across the product lines. The companion animal segment reported 19 million reals in the second quarter of 2018, up 34% in comparison to the second quarter of 2017. The first half of 2018, net revenue totaled 38 million reals, up 34% from the second quarter of 2017. These results were due to increases in volumes and price gains. The international operations segment reported net revenue of 13 million reals in the second quarter of 2018, down 24% year over year. In the first half of 2018, net revenue was 21 million reals, a 5% decrease. Revenue growth in Mexico and Colombia combined was 48% in the quarter and 51% in the first half. The lower numbers were due to sales of vaccines against foot and mouth disease in both Bolivia and Paraguay amounting to 5 million reals, which were made in 2017 and were not repeated in 2018. Gross margin. The gross margin in the second quarter of 2018 was 53%, up 1 percentage point over the second quarter of 2017. In the first half of 2018, the gross margin was 55%, up 2 percentage points year over year. Analyzing segments now, livestock, the gross margin was 45%, a 1 percentage point reduction compared to the same period in 2017. A consequence of the mix with a higher share of foot and mouth disease vaccines. In the first half of 2018, the gross margin was 50%, an increase of 1 percentage point, and reflecting the price gains in the first half of 2018. The companion animal segment reported gross margin of 74% in the second quarter of 2018, up 3 percentage points year over year. In the first half of 2018, the gross margin was 73%, up 1 percentage point. These results show price gains in these quarters. The international operations segment posted a gross margin of 67% in the second quarter of 2018, an increase of 19 percentage points compared to the second quarter of 2017. In the first half of 2018, the gross margin was 65%, up 14 percentage points. These results reflect the best mix, as revenue from foot and mouth disease vaccine occurred only in 2017, not to mention exchange rate gains. Now, comments on SG&A and EBITDA. Selling, general, and administrative expenses for the second quarter of 2018 totaled 52 million reals, with 1 percentage point dilution year over year. in the first half of 18, expenses totaled 98 million reals with a dilution of 4 percentage points over the same period in 2017. These results continue to reflect the company's strategy of optimizing expenses over the last 2 years, coupled with continued expansion of revenue in recent quarters. The adjusted EBITDA in the second quarter of 2018 totaled 41 million reals with a margin of 25%, up 2 percentage points year over year. In the first half of 2018, the adjusted EBITDA was 53 million reals, an increase of 58% over the same period in 2017. These results reflect growth in revenues with increased gross margins coupled with the dilution of selling, general, and administrative expenses. Moving on to net financial expenses, income tax and social contribution expenses, and net income. Net financial expenses for the second quarter of 18 totaled 4 million reals in line with the net financial expenses for the first quarter of 18, which was 3.5 million reals. In the first half of 18, financial expenses totaled 7 million at 15% reduction year over year, in line with a reduction of the average cost of debt from 8 to 7% a year in these periods. Income tax and social contribution for the second quarter of 18 was 9 million compared to 8 million in the second quarter of 17. In the first quarter of 18, income tax and social contribution totaled 9 million against 3.5 million in the first half of 17. This reflects improved profitability levels. Net income for the second quarter of 18 totaled 21 million, up 42% year over year. The first half of 18, net income was 25 million, 174% higher than the same period in 2017. And these results are a reflection of EBITDA growth for the reason discussed above, together with a reduction of net financial expenses in the first half of 18. Now, moving on to the company's indebtedness. In the first quarter of 18, the net debt to EBITDA ratio was 1.8 times compared to 4 times in the first quarter of 2017. The average cost of debt was 7% per year at the close of the quarter compared to 8% per year in the second quarter of 2017. These amounts incorporate back-issue guarantee values and some lines in addition to related derivative values. Our cash position reached 135 million reals, and together with the cash generation expected for the coming period, the provision for our short-term debt of 166 million is concentrated in the second half of 18. Now, we'll talk about the company's cash generation. In the first half of 18, operating cash generation was 29 million reals, which was impacted by an increase in inventory volumes due to increased purchases of imports in China and the production of pilot lots for the new foot-and-mouth disease vaccines of 2 mil that need to be approved by the Ministry of Agriculture. Also worth mentioning are debt amortization, interest rate payments, dividends, and interest on all capital totaling 94 million in addition to fundraising of 105 million. The average cost of debt was 7% per year, accounting for the associated costs of derivatives and guarantee on June 30th, 2018. And finally, let's discuss R&D investment. Investment totaled 20 million and represented 8% of net revenue for the period. For percentage purposes, is in line with our historical average and shows that we continue to invest in our growth and sustainability. I now turn to the operator to proceed with the question and answer session. Thank you. We will now have our Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. Thomas Gudea of Itaú BBA wants to ask a question. Good afternoon. Thank you for your presentation. My first question is about companion animals. We saw expressive improvement compared to May. So for this year, considering the actions that have been taken, is there an expected increase in margin in the second half? Are you expecting to capture any benefit from these measures? Or do you think that this level will continue in the second half? That's my first question. So, Professor Kleber, thank you for participating. Let me just check. Your question is about companion animals or livestock? Companion animals, that be about the improved margin. well, for companion animals, margin in the last 2 years has changed, and we want to recover this. So we're expecting to keep this gross margin level. We're working hard on this. There are macroeconomic issues, of course, and we're working on with our visit teams, and they're doing a great job. They're visiting clinics and pet shops, so we are working hard to keep this level up. Now, my second question is about working capital. You also have here improvement in this quarter now with inventory and inputs, and the question of foot and mouth disease in China, you need more working capital. So when can we expect this to be reverted and use your previous working capital level? That's a great question too. We've also worked hard in terms of cash generation in the last few years with very positive results, in our opinion. And we have the same focus for 2018. And then there's the issue of China, of course, which now has its own regulatory problems. And we have been more conservative this year. So we want this inventory to be larger. China affects many industries that have depend on it. And there is, change with the commercialization of the 5 mil vials, requiring new lots. This, of course, entails previous preparation, but then we want to go back to our regular levels. So we expect this. In China, a lot of effort was put into working capital, and we don't believe this will have a great impact in the next quarters. Thank you. Olivia Petronilio of J.P. Morgan would like to ask a question. Thank you for taking my question. I have two questions. First, about the international segment. There's been a lot of change in the last quarter in this segment. So we have now increased focus on emerging economies, and we have to keep growing in these countries in the next 18 months. So what can we expect from the margins? Now, my second question is about the biologicals plant. Can you give us an update of the release of this plant? What can we expect? Is it to be open next year? Thank you. Olivia, thank you again for asking your question. With regard to Mexico and Colombia, in our field, this was clearly one of our focuses of growth. Latin America, well, it's one of the most representative areas for the increase in protein production, and Brazil is highly representative of Latin America, but Mexico is the second largest animal protein animal, and Colombia is the third. It's, in other words, it makes all the sense in the world for OOP to be working in these regions, in these two countries. And we started investing this in these countries into subsidiaries a while ago. They have a strong commercial focus because the production is made in Brazil. So they have a commercial and marketing team there that are more active in their markets. In the last few years, they've also been working on the registration of products in these countries, which we didn't have. So we are now reaping the benefits of having new products registered there. So we have very good expectations of growth in these countries. In 2017, we were the company that grew the most in Mexico in our sector, and in Colombia, we are the third in growth. So we're putting a lot of effort into this, and we have very high expectations about growing in these countries. As for the biologicals plants, this is also a great project of ours, a very important one. We now have a trend of preventing rather than curing. So this will be a great add-on, great addition to us. And this is a highly complex and bold project in this segment. We've had some delays. We've already discussed them before. The
plant is ready, and we are now testing, running some tests. When we are to register with the ministry, we need to have pilot tests of the first vaccine. And then we also have a more extensive product line to be launched over the next few years. Okay? Thank you. Marcio Monti of Banco de Brazil has a question. Good afternoon, Trudel and Pepper. Well, when we consider growth, production lines have an increasingly greater share. It was 70-75, now we have 80%. So, what is your perspective in this segment about foot and mouth disease vaccine in the second half of the year? You've been launching many new products, of course. The segment that generates more profitability, that's the segment of competing animals, and there was this slowing down of our economy in Brazil. So now we have this sector, the livestock sector is or segment is also growing. So foot and mouth disease vaccine now has a lower margin. So how does what is being done in this sector to have or improve your mix? Your good afternoon. This is Clever. Very good question. Well, livestock in Brazil will always be important. When we consider the share of livestock and companion, it's usually 60% livestock and 40% companion animals. Now, when we look at Brazil, the Brazilian market as a whole, things are different. 30% livestock, 20% companions. So this market used to grow, companion animal market, it used to grow 20% a year. And now livestock grows 7-8%. And this mix will change? Yes, it will. We expect it will. There's a likelihood of a change, but it will never reach 60-40 because protein production in Brazil and labor issues and everything else, we need livestock. Maybe we may get closer to 70-30 in the next few years. That's what we're expecting. By the way, maybe there's some confusion in our release, but we sold almost the same volumes in the second quarters of 17 and 18. When we consider net revenues, the amounts were virtually the same, but then the configuration was similar. In 17, we sold 5 million to Paraguay and Bolivia with better prices at the time. So there was a lower share for livestock because one part of our livestock was in international operations. This year we sold the same volume, but then return on livestock. Now, if we consider this, we compensate for this difference, we would have grown 20% this quarter. So the impact was not so great. Livestock is 21.5%, would change to 20.4% in international operations, there was a decrease of 24%. In fact, would have a growth of 10%. So, foot and mouth disease, the campaign was very positive, very good prices, but in terms of sales, it was the same share in both quarters. As for companion animals, what was your question? It was about the growth of companion animals. Okay, I remember it. Yes. Well, this year, what's been done is union growth expectation publications study to grow 7-8%, very close to its history records, and companion animals 12-15%. That's what the market has been expecting, a little below the historical level, because this is more sector is more sensitive to macroeconomic issues than the second quarter, but we're expecting the market to grow along these lines. Is it clear? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Marcio. Remember, if you have a question, please press star 1.
So if you want to ask a question, please press star 1.
Thank you. Orofino's Q&A session is over. Now, Mr. Jadal Massari will have the floor for his final remarks.
Well, before we resume, we have some other questions online, and there's one question by Pedro and Romy about foot and mouth disease that was answered in Tomasa's question. And there was another question by Luis Azevedo about plans, and we are reviewing our strategic plans, and it is about our technological strategies too. So we don't have a new plan, but it may change in the future. Now, Jardel will have the floor. Over to you. So thank you, everyone, for attending, and I'd like to stress that we are working really hard to deliver our proposed results and earnings at the close of the quarter. The earnings and results were very good, and we are convinced that we will continue in the same line. Thank you very much. The Orofino second quarter of 2018 results conference call is finished. Thank you very much for attending. Have a great afternoon.